Groaning and grumbling, you wearily open your eyes, blinking and trying to stand up to look around. But you find yourself bound, unable to move. Grunting in confusion, you look down to find yourself strapped to a large stone slab. Glowing rings of purple energy are looped around your wrists and ankles, keeping you entirely immobilized. Eyes darting around the room, you nervously search for an explanation of this predicament. You see rows and rows of bookcases, desks covered with scattered papers, and documents and diagrams with strange symbols of arcane patterns. There are more tables in the room, holding what seems to be chemistry equipment. Odd-shaped flasks full of colorful liquid are boiling and rotating inside test tubes, while a magically animated broom and dustpan float about the room, autonomously cleaning the bizarre magical laboratory. You turn your head to the other direction, where the voice came from, and find a very pale woman standing there. She is wearing a simple outfit with a purple skirt and stockings, but her clothing is tattered and worn. She seems to rely on her full-body cloak to cover herself. Her hair is silver and unruly, with the messy strands scattered to and fro, as if she had just barely managed to pull herself out of bed. Hugging a bulky leather-bound tome close to her chest, she looks at you with tired, disinterested eyes and begins to speak.
"You are awake, and it seems you can still see. That's good. I was not expecting visitors, certainly not for one to arrive in such a fashion. It has been such a long time since I installed the slide. I had almost forgotten about it. Now what do I have here? Let's take a look. Wild eyes. Darting back and forth. Dilated pupils. Labored breathing. Elevated heart rate. You are beginning to experience panic. Interesting, but unnecessary. Yes, you have intruded into the private laboratory of an undead, but your presence is not entirely unwelcome. She brought you here, didn't she? The Lilim. I can sense her magic on you. The logical conclusion is that you are from another world. Did you come here to play her game? You cannot remember. That is unfortunate. I was hoping for evidence that could support my hypothesis. As it stands, I still believe consent may be necessary for peer-to-peer interdimensional warping. Yes. Perhaps you may be able to help. No. My apologies, but I cannot release you from your bindings. My lab is full of many sensitive materials. Of the explosive, disintegrating, cursing kind. I simply cannot allow you to wander free in a panicked state, lest you damage something in some clumsy attempt to escape. But I will agree to lighten your restraints. In exchange, I want you to calm down and listen to my proposal. Do you find this acceptable? Good. Now, please focus. I have little interest in repeating myself to a dullard. I am a lich, an undead mage and scientist, and I have an offer for you. Allow me to feed on your life essence. If you comply, I shall assist you. I am quite serious. You see, my current field of research is interdimensional transportation. As it stands, I have indeed managed to open small rifts to other dimensions, but they are short-lived and unstable, hardly suitable for safe transportation. You would be assisting me with my latest experiment. It would seem that I lack the power to maintain these rifts for more than a few seconds, but your arrival could change that. Undead monsters may empower themselves by feeding on life energy. And there is no more potent source of that than a human male's semen. Yes, you will allow me to pleasure you and consume your essence, which I shall use to bolster myself for the next experiment. In exchange, I will teleport you to safety. I am not yet able to send you directly home, but I can move you to a place where you can rest without worry. Do you find these terms acceptable? Why am I even asking you? It is simply more convenient for me. Raping you would be tiresome and energy inefficient. On record, consensual sexual encounters improve the potency of the life essence contained within semen by nearly 71%. And while consent itself has no magical properties, this is typically the result of the willing participant generally experiencing a higher level of emotional satisfaction, which carries over into the quality of his essence. Any other questions? I may point out that the stamina enchantment you received is nearly depleted. It is not healthy for you to remain awake for this long with such high levels of adrenaline in your system. You require shelter, and I can provide it. Refusing my offer would be both stubborn and foolish. So I shall ask again. Are my terms acceptable? Excellent. I had hoped that you would see the value in my logic. Then let us begin the experiment immediately. If you don't mind, I'll take the liberty of stripping you of your clothing. Done. Now, allow me to confirm your body's status. Let's see. Body temperature is normal. Heat flushing to surface around the face. Indications that the subject is experiencing embarrassment at being closely surveyed while nude. Let's see. Subject appears to be a healthy male in above average condition. Minor scratches and bruising. No obvious handicaps or anomalies. Let's see. Subject begins to display signs of sexual arousal. Despite the lack of physical contact, subject's penis is already beginning to grow erect. Suggests possible submissive tendencies. Yes. I find your body suitable to my tastes. That was intended to be a compliment. I see it did not translate well. No matter. Let us proceed with the experiment. With your approval, I shall begin to stimulate your penis. Excellent. I shall begin to stroke you with my hand. Please inform me when you are nearing your orgasm. There are no rules saying that we cannot converse during the experiment. I can see there are more questions burning in your eyes. Would you care to voice them? I must continue to stroke your penis and stimulate you, however. Your sexual pleasure must be built to a sufficient level. No. I am not without emotion. I simply find emotions bothersome, so I seal the majority of them away in my phylactery. It is impossible to entirely seal away emotion, however. Some level of it will always be present. Yes, the phylactery contains my soul as well. My body died long ago, but as long as it is sustained with a sufficient supply of magic, I am essentially immortal. You are beginning to moan. That is promising. Are you feeling suitably pleasured? I would like to ensure that you receive as much sensation as possible. Dirty talk, you say? Yes, I do recall reading somewhere that intentionally crude language can be sexually arousing to humans. Shall I adjust my diction? Your cock is very nice and large. I find the way it throbs in my hand to be quite hot. I want to make you moan and squirm at my touch, so that I might consume your semen. That didn't sound quite right. One moment, please. I believe I have some notes on this matter. Where was it? I believe I left it. Yes. Here it is. It would be most efficient to multitask. If it suits you, I shall pleasure you with my feet as I brush up on my vocabulary. Thank you. Now, let's see here. Enticing your male's sexual appetite. Dirty talk for the brainless. Fuck. Cunt. Dick. Cum. Simple monosyllabic words. Easy to utter and moan during the intensity of lovemaking. I see. Let's see, how does this sound? Oh baby, your dick is so fucking big. It feels so big in my little hands. Oh, I can't wait to make you spurt all over me. I'm not going to stop stroking this hard cock of yours until you explode for me. Oh? That seemed to get a reaction out of you. I will be sure to make a note of that later. I do find it curious, however, that my words affected you, despite not being accurate to the scenario. I am stroking your cock with my feet, not my hands, and I have expressed that I intend to swallow your cum, not simply cover myself with it. It seems that the tone and enthusiasm of the speaker are more important than the words themselves. Interesting. Then I would like to try something else. I will stop at nothing until you come for me. I could feel your cock twitching against my feet when I said that. And that was an even stronger reaction than before. Very interesting. You would like me to remove my clothing? Ah, of course. How could I have forgotten? The sight of a naked female is practically essential to your ability to orgasm. Well, allow me. I hope you don't mind if I keep the cloak on. Clothing is generally unimportant to me, as I have no need to protect myself from the ambient temperature. But I do simply enjoy wearing my mage's shawl. It reminds me of centuries gone, I suppose. Is my naked body to your liking? No doubt you've encountered quite a few species running around out there. I am not as voluptuous as many of the denizens of the forest, but I believe that I should be still quite capable of enticing you. I can sense your sexual desire increasing. I will take that as a yes, then. Tell me, if you were free, what would you prefer to do to me? Would you enjoy fondling my breasts? Or perhaps you would prefer to explore my lower half? Yes. Moan for me again, please. I am growing to quite enjoy the sounds of your pleasure. And I do so enjoy the look on your face as well. How your expression contorts up in pleasure, trying to delay your release so that you may enjoy yourself as long as possible. I had not expected this process to be so intellectually stimulating. I believe this is quickly becoming a valuable learning experience. The look on your face, in combination with the tightening of your genitals, tells me that you are nearing an orgasm. Unfortunately, I cannot allow you to come just yet, so I shall stop stroking you. My apologies, but I must build up your pleasure even higher in order to maximize the amount of semen you will provide me. Yes, I imagine you must be disappointed. However, as I allow your body this moment of respite, I can offer you a suitable compromise. I've noticed that you've had some measure of difficulty in looking at anything besides my chest. Would you like me to bring you to orgasm with my breasts? I thought so. I will happily service you, for pleasuring you ultimately works to my benefit. But first, allow me to prepare you. Your cock possesses a surprisingly piquant flavor, and it seems that you quite enjoy being orally pleasured by me. I believe my saliva should prove a satisfactory lubricant, so allow us to proceed. Ready? Then watch your cock disappear between my breasts. Ah, yes. That feels good, doesn't it? Please, continue to moan for me. Your sounds are an excellent indication that I'm on the right track. I am finding this to be rather pleasurable myself. Your cock is growing even harder between my soft breasts. It is quite an appealing contrast. Yes. Have you noticed that I'm gradually becoming more animated? That is the effect you have on an undead. Recall how I mentioned that emotion cannot be completely sealed away. This relates to that. I wonder how I'll be after I've consumed your essence. I've never actually fed on a human before. I've heard that it can be an enlightening experience. This is astonishingly pleasurable. I think I quite enjoy this. I enjoy being able to watch your face, to look at the lust shining in your eyes. It's such an immediate sense of satisfaction, giving you pleasure, stimulating you, and seeing my effect on you as you moan and squirm for me. And there is something suitably... what's the word? Naughty? About pleasuring you with my breasts. How curious. Yes. This is one experiment that I'll never be able to forget. I can feel you nearing your limits. Are you going to come for me? Please, don't look away. Watch my breasts jiggle as I squeeze them against your cock. Moan for me, please. Yes, you're so close. I can feel you tensing up, preparing to burst. You're so ready to come for me. Look me in the eyes. I'm going to wrap my lips around the tip of your cock as you spurt for me. I'll suck the cum right out of you. So look at me. Look me in the eyes as I feed on you. Come for me. Come for me. I want it. I want you to come for me. I want you to give me as much as you can. Please, give me your essence. Feed me your cum. Give it to me. Come. Mm. What is this feeling? Energy spreading through my body? The warmth of life. Oh, no. I feel so powerful. What did your cum do to me? I knew it would be potent, but this? Oh, I feel like I just drank 100 mana potions. So this is the power that comes from feeding on the living, is it? Yes, with power like this, I feel like I could do anything. Yes, this time it will work. I'm absolutely certain of it. Observe. With the power you have provided me, I will bend space itself to my will.
The lich steps back, a purple virulent energy enveloping her before she dramatically casts out her hands, shooting beams of power into thin air. Her magic spreads out like a puddle, forming an oval in the thin air that rips and shimmers, humming with tremendous arcane power. The rift resembles a mirror, but instead of reflecting your world, it's a window to another. The image within the rift swirls around, blurry and unstable, but gradually slowing down and stabilizing.
Yes! Yes, it worked! It worked! The rift is stable! Finally! Do you have any idea how long I've spent pursuing this? Decades, if not longer. And to think, the answer would just slide right into my lap. Oh, what a fool I was, isolating myself. I wish I had sought out a man like yourself years ago. But oh my, I do believe I'm getting a bit too worked up. This is quite exciting. I cannot remember the last time I felt such elation. I think this may be the first time I've felt so alive since I was, well, alive. I'll have to take notes on all of this.
The lich gets up and strides over to her desk, cloak flourishing to the side as she bends over and begins to scribble down a flurry of notes. She mutters to herself, occasionally turning to look at the rift, but it seems to have forgotten about you in the moment.
You groan, happily sighing and laying back, content to bask in your post-orgasm glow while your host makes her observations. And then, you notice something. Movement in your peripheral vision, coming from the portal. No, not coming from the portal. There's something coming through the portal. You're not sure when, but image in the rift has stopped swirling. Behind it lies an inky, swirling starscape. At first glance, it appears like just a normal section of the night sky. But there is something unmistakably alien about the image. Something not quite right.
Oh my. This is certainly unexpected. A visitor already?
It's as if the cosmos themselves are creeping in your dimension. A dark, inky tendril wriggles out from the rift, covered in white and yellow spots that look like miniature stars. The tendril oozes a viscous sludge, a dark shade of indigo that drips onto the floor, forming a small puddle. The revolting tentacle reaches out further into the lab,
wrapping itself around the leg of a table and pulling itself through the portal. A large mass of cosmic inky sludge pulls itself through the portal, plopping into the ground and beginning to ripple. You taste copper in the stagnating air, feeling more than a shiver run down your spine. This is not right. There is something unbearably, unimaginably wrong here. This creature, if the mass of sludge can even be called that, does not belong here. Merely looking at it sends your stomach twisting and churning into a knot. The blob of slime begins stretching its mass upwards, rippling and spreading out even wider. Despite the initially small amount, more and more ooze continues to rise and spread as it begins to shape itself, defying the laws of physics. A feminine silhouette begins to take shape from the dark mass. A head, a torso, and two arms rising up, molding themselves into proportion. A buzz begins to whine in the back of your head as you observe the creature form itself more completely. No true legs form, but instead only a pillar of ooze that remains connected to the original puddle of mass. Splotches of purple and indigo bubble up, spreading throughout the creature's body and giving it a depth of color, with dark violet skin tone that glistens in the light of the lab. And with color comes depth, the ooze indenting itself and curving to form a pair of perfect showgirl thighs. After that follows a slim and skin-dented waist, a firm, shapely rear, and a pair of round, healthy breasts. Her hair forms next, rising up and knitting itself into a long ponytail. She then decides to create clothes for herself, more ooze withering and bubbling, forming a maid's ensemble of white silk and black frills that stretch out and cover her naked form. Her face comes last, swirling and forming a mouth, lips that immediately curl up into a knowing smile, a nose, and finally her eyes. Every hair on your body stands at end as she turns to look at you. Your eyes are drawn to hers, meeting her gaze as if held by some kind of magnetism. Her eyes are powerful. Too powerful. Looking into them makes you feel as if you are staring at something far greater, peering at something so vast that makes you feel small and helpless. The ringing in the back of your head grows louder still as your mind begins to swirl. Your heart is beating so hard you may fear it may stop, shivering as your mind instinctively recognizes the creature as a threat. You don't know who or what this creature is, but there is no mistaking that she is far the greatest threat that you have ever encountered thus far.
Hello there.
Her lips do not move, but you can hear her all the same. Her words bounce around inside your mind, sending ripples of tingling sensation through your nerves. You would run if you weren't restrained to the table. You would scream if you weren't too terrified to open your mouth. You would tear your eyes away from hers, if you only could. The longer you look, the more desperately you want to keep looking. She is so horribly, unbearably unnatural. It seems to make your brain tremble just thinking about it. Her alien allure is overwhelming. Already, every cell in your body is screaming at you to keep looking into her eyes. You know that you shouldn't, but her smile tempts you to keep looking into her eyes. Just like in the graveyard, you can feel something deep within you. You understand this moment will be instrumental in deciding your fate.
Do you desire my service?
You're filled with a sensation that you do not want to acknowledge. A familiarity. And a craving. Make your choice. Look away while you still can, scream and plead for the lich to save you, to banish this creature back to her own wretched dimension before you no longer want to be saved.